Welcome to Oxcast. It is your weekly update on everything that's worth doing and seeing in and around Oxford, UK, England. My name's Alan Collinson.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And we have got some special guests with us.
To start us off, new voices.
You're sick of ours.
Emma and Bloke went to go see the Rocky Horror Show at the New Theatre last night. It opened and it's running till Saturday, so if anybody saw people wearing fishnets or wigs or feather boas walking around town, it was Alwyn. And possibly some Rocky Horror Show audience members. So tell us more about it.
It was so much fun. It was my first time that I've been. Bloke's been once before, I think. But it's just like a party. You go in and there's sort of stage smoke and the pink lighting, and there are all the people dressed up in the first three rows who know all of the audience heckling part. Like, there's actually an audience part that you sort of interact with the actors with. That's like the sort of traditional lines that you say at the different times.
Like a sexy banto.
Yeah, basically like that. Yeah,
look at the Rocky Horror Show in an entirely new way.
And they knew what to say all the way through, and I think they were trying to make up some of their own interesting things as well. And the narrator kind of talks back to them. And so it's such like an interactive experience. It's just like being in a huge party.
That's pretty much exactly what I was going to say. The Rocky Horror Show is always a great show to go to. If you've never been before, it's a fantastic night out. If you have been before, it's always interesting. It certainly was for me to see how the audience, particularly the really dedicated audience members, there's almost always someone who gets applause when they sit down in the audience, and there was a very good Frankfurter alike who got a big round of applause when he sat down. And it was great fun. Lots of new heckling, lots of interesting lights, and great music. It's a really good show.
It's also the 40th anniversary show, because it was first put on stage in 73. So it's a kind of special show, and they've got loads of sort of extra events going on throughout the year, and there was a Q&A last night that I went to, but there are loads more, I think, while it's going on tour this year. So it's a sort of special occasion for it, and it's just great to keep it alive because it's such a classic.
Brilliant. Can you give us maybe a little hint of what sort of audience participation you might expect to see if you go along?
Well, there's nothing in force, so it's not like you have to do anything, which is one of the really nice things about it. It's in no way a kind of aggressive show at all. It's very inclusive, and it's kind of as taken as far as the audience wants to. So the audience is like another member of the cast, and you don't know what they're going to do and when, but it's all very, although you do in the script kind of way, but you don't know who's going to turn up dressed as what, whatever. So there's always a kind of element of surprise to it. And it's just great fun.
One of the things that director Christopher Luscombe said afterwards in the Q&A was that it's like a really wild but very controlled party, because you do know what's going to happen all the way through, and it never actually gets out of control.
It's like kids' theatre. It's like you've got to kind of set up some boundaries, but within those boundaries you can just have as much fun as you want.
That's exactly what it is.
Just massive kids.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In fancy dress.
Doing the time warp.
Amazing.
Yes, in a vaguely sexually suggestive
way. Will learn how to do a time warp, because there's bits where everyone stands up and does particular dances, which is a bit surprising perhaps at first, but other than that, it's down to you know. Think up something new and interesting.
Fantastic.
Great.
So when's it on?
Wednesday to Saturday. It's at 8, 5.30 or 8.30. So check the schedule and be prepared for maybe a little late night at the theatre.
It's all on Daily Info.
And now for some perhaps less interactive,
more traditional,
slightly calmer theatre with maybe a few less boas. Who knows?
I don't know about that. I don't know about karma, actually, because this production of Much Ado About Nothing, Shakespeare, about as traditional as you can possibly get, is actually put on by the Royal Air Force Theatrical Association, or RAFTA, as we old Air Force hands refer to it. I'm not an old Air Force hand. I'm sorry.
You're a young Air Force hand.
That's right. RAFTA have existed since the 1970s, and they are working to enhance theatre in the RAF, as they say. Again, you know, if you've got to keep up with this slang. Basically, they are putting on a production of some Shakespeare. It is Much Ado About Nothing, and it is at the Old Fire Station. And that's about it, really. It's a piece of fine Shakespeare by, no doubt, presumably they've scoured the RAF for the very, very best. Proceeds for the show are also going to go to the RAF Benevolent Fund and to Oxford's own Crisis Skylight Cafe. So it's quite a good show, and for a good cause.
And some good local RAF.
Absolutely. We are a RAF hotspot in Oxford, aren't we? What with Breeze Norton and all that sort of stuff. It's on from Wednesday to Friday this week at the Old Fire Station.
I've also got some classic theatre. By Rycnik. Rycnik is a summer school which gives young people a chance to put together, rehearse and perform a big musical every summer.
Fantastic.
And they've been running for 10 years in Hampshire, where they originated, mm-hmm. where hundreds of teens and young adults have been involved in massive sellout productions, and they put everything together from start to finish. And last year they came to Oxford for their first year, and it's their second year in Oxford. So they've been rehearsing for about 3 weeks, I think. And at the Pegasus this mm-hmm. week, we will be seeing their production of Guys and Dolls, which has been created wholly by these young people.
That's
from
amazing.
The acting to the teching to the designing.
I actually ran into some of these young people last week when I was recording our slot for BBC Radio Oxford. Catch us every day about 6 o'clock on drive time. But anyway, I met the director, the casting producer and the star, and they were amazing. Like, they were really forward, they were really, like, clearly clever, intelligent, talented young people, and they're all unbelievably young. The director is 17 and the main star is 16. He isn't even doing his GCSEs yet and he's starring in this production.
Exactly. It's going to be a really good chance to see young talent. You don't know where they'll go to next. And also, it's a much-loved classic musical, Guys and Dolls.
Obviously.
It's only going to be a tenner, and it's at your cosy community theatre at the Pegasus. It's Wednesday to Saturday this week at 7:30, with matinees at 2 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Also on Friday, there is some great music at the O2 Academy on Kelly Road.
The Missouri is my right arm, the Ohio is my left. When I'm living on the Mississippi River, where I like life the best, I don't mind a West Coast.
Pokey Lafarge.
Great name.
Or Lafarge, I'm not too sure. He's an American folkster who earned his living busking on the West Coast and hitchhiking across the states, gigging with various bands, because he's just a cool dude.
Yeah.
How cool does he sound? He's here in the UK on his European tour promoting his second album, which is self-titled Pokey Lafarge.
He must have had a hell of a time hitchhiking across the Atlantic.
I don't think he hitched like that, but I think he's made it big now, and now he's flying across the Atlantic.
Oh, now he's flying!
With his five-piece band.
Brilliant.
His music is kind of like a bit of swing, a bit of jazz. It's American roots and folk, and he draws a lot on 20s and 30s American music for his sound and his aesthetic.
That sounds amazing.
It's lovely. It's so much fun. And he's an all-around entertainer. He writes all his own music, and he leads the band, often wearing a straw boater or a Panama hat askew on his slicked back hair. He's got a very cool look.
You sound like you've got a bit of a thing for Pokey here.
I wouldn't mind poking Pokey. Oh!
Oh, she went there. Anyway, you better watch yourself, Mr. Lafarge. Where can people who aren't Crazy Annie Stalker see Pokey Lafarge?
He's going to be at the O2 Academy, supported by Rob Heron and the Teapad Orchestra, who are a Geordie band, also influenced by American folk music.
Lovely.
And it starts at 7 p.m. this Friday. It's 12:50 to get in. Two amazing bands, and a music I think is really kind of coming back. It's vintage. It's vintage.
That's what you say about your aesthetic, isn't it, Annie? It is. Very, very in at the moment, isn't it? Vintage and retro stuff.
Yeah, and definitely. I think especially, and also with the Gatsby this year, that was kind of a similar era.
When it hits Hollywood, you know it's really
exactly.
arrived.
I mean, the film this year was obviously modern music, but it's still kind of drawing on all that.
Should have got Pokey to do the music. Oh, man.
They missed the trick. Maybe there'll be a new Gatsby in several years and Pokey will do it then.
And you will direct it.
I'll direct it. Maybe Pokey can be in it as well. And maybe I can be in it.
To see Anais' fan fiction script, just head to... No. On to Friday, there is a very special event at the Ashmolean. On the last Friday of every month, Britain's oldest museum opens its doors at night to let visitors see their amazing collection of art and antiquities after hours.
It's really, really good fun.
It
no
does
matter
look
what
absolutely
the theme
amazing.
Is, yeah. It's always really good fun. It's just a really nice way to engage with the collections and the whole space in a different way, and a really different audience, and it's lovely to be able to make noise and roam around with wine. It's very liberating.
There's wine.
There's wine.
Well, it is a themed special event, which I would thoroughly expect to see Anaïs at, because it is a dress-up special. It's in association with Oxford Fashion Week, and we managed to grab a word with the director of Oxford Fashion Week in order to learn a little bit more about it.
Hi, my name is Carl Anglim. I'm the director of Oxford Fashion Week, and this Friday we're taking over the Ashmolean Museum for Dress Up Live Friday. It'll be a night filled with spectacular fashion. We've got style blogger showcases talking through the hottest fashions this season, a concept exhibition of fine concept styles at the bottom of the wonderful Ashmolean atrium. We've got music throughout the evening. We've got two runway shows in the beautiful Manat Gallery.
So visitors are encouraged to wear your best finery in order to enjoy the display of summer chic through history. And something else rather interesting, there will be the ultimate street style icons. Now, the way this works, and I have already nominated you, Anaïs, is that you send a photo of someone in your life who is a style
or
icon.
Or just in your street.
Or in your street, exactly.
You don't have to know them, I think.
Well, And the
just
thing,
stalk them.
Yes, you will of course
I'm
be
sending
not
in Pokey.
Yeah. So does he know? Of course not. You can tag or tweet your pictures to Oxford Fashion Week, and then at the event they will pull out their top 9 picks. And if you're at the event, you will be celebrated and loved. And in the case of Pokey, he's a little bit scared because he didn't know people were taking photos of him. There's also going to be an ethical symposium with a 3D printer. So they're going to live create something via a 3D printer. Very new, very chic.
Mm. Very cool.
Exactly.
Very fashion. Very Vogue. Very Vogue.
Very Vogue. Yeah, you can't realise it, but Anaïs has kind of descended into a world of her own at this point, as though she ever left it. What else have we got this weekend? Well, how about...
Is there a festival?
It's funny you should say that.
Every week I'm saying, oh, it's the last of the festivals, but they just keep coming.
We're going to keep on slipping in under the radar. Eventually, we'll be around Christmas time and we'll be saying, oh, and for a special... We're having one more festival. It's this weird thing where people gather around a tree and eat turkey. Anyway, you can still catch a few festivals in Oxfordshire, a few summer festivals. This week it's Wallingford's turn as the village hosts Bunkfest.
I do like Wallingford.
Oh, it's a lovely little village.
Lovely little place.
This is a festival of music, dance, steam and beer. All obviously dangerous forces, best enjoyed in sensible moderation. The festival is named after the Cholsey and Wallingford Railway, or as it is known locally, the Bunk. So you can watch some wonderful local acts live. You can enjoy camping, river cruises and steam engine rides. Getting quite
Owen's
excited.
Owen's favourite.
And watch some amazing dance performances. There's going to be... Wallingford is going to be overrun by dancers. There's everything from Morris dancing to belly dancing.
Ooh.
And also what the festival website charmingly refers to as rappers dance, rapper dancing, which...
Break dancing?
Presumably they
dance?
Mean break dance or street dance.
Ooh,
but I just think it's lovely, yeah.
I kind of want to see somebody do all three of those.
Well, all at once.
All at once.
Morris
one,
belly
one
rapper.
Person. I want to see a Morris dancer with the bells doing the belly dancing because they also have kind of like shimmery, noisy skirts. And then also then doing a bit of a baby slam or whatever the move is.
Well, you can tear up the dance floor yourself because there are also going to be Kaylees. So there we go. Get your best Morris belly dancer combo on and head out and do a bit of Kaylee. Oh, I love a Kaylee.
Kaylee season's coming back.
Yeah.
Starts
October. Did it ever leave?
Well,
really?
They do lots of festivals in summer, but then in the winter they do their more regular nights. We'll be talking about it on the Oxcast.
Yeah, apparently we will. Anyway, back to Bunkfest. Most of the events are completely free. Almost all of the music is, in fact, I think all of the music is free. It's only a few of the things like cruises and engine rides that you have to pay for. But go to www.bunkfest.co.uk and you can see the full details there.
I shall.
I'm glad to hear it.
Now for something for the weekend with our resident filmy Orla. What have you chosen for us this week?
I have picked Blackfish. It's a documentary that's on at the Phoenix on Saturday and Sunday. It's a film about orca killer whales in captivity.
Is it Free Willy Take 4?
Sort of. Well, is it a documentary, so it's going to be a little bit more hard-hitting and
the making of
powerful.
Free Willy.
It's going to be harder watch than Free Willy.
It does, from the trailer that you were watching earlier, it does look like it is quite gripping, quite brutal.
It might be a bit dark.
Ola, tell us more!
So it focuses on one particular orca in particular, Tilikum. It's an orca that actually has killed 3 people while it's been in captivity. And there are also like hardly any people killed by killer whales other than in captivity. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a piece of activist documentary making. It's not afraid to take a stance, and I think it's going to be a difficult watch. Apparently the makers of Finding Dory, the Finding Nemo sequel that's going to be coming out in 2015, after watching this film, changed the ending to the film. So I don't really know what their plans were before, but obviously it's
now it's
going
to be a killer whale going on a rampage. But it's okay because it was locked up and traumatised by humans.
Well, I think the whole point is that the real culprit is the human captors and visitors to SeaWorld and all these places.
Honestly, every nature documentary I've watched recently, the villain is always humans. Somebody should do something about those guys.
I know,
maybe
it was terrible.
Maybe somebody should do a documentary on humans and show who's pressuring us into doing evil things.
Yeah. Is it the dolphins? I bet it's the dolphins.
They're on our backs.
Yeah, it's been compared, actually, talking of dolphins, to the documentary The Cove from 2009 about Japanese dolphin hunting. And
that one was a bit dark. Darker than I expected, actually.
Yeah, it's an important subject matter. It's on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Phoenix Picture House in Jericho, and on Sunday at 6:30 as well.
Thank you very much. See you next week, Orla.
See you next week.
Also on Sunday, for something a bit maybe more wholesome and more simple, there is a lovely little affair in Wolvercote. It's their big harvest lunch.
Lovely.
And it's very simple. You just need to bring some food, and others will bring food. Bring something to eat off, something to eat with, something to sit on, and then just relax.
So in other words, provide an entire picnic and then just relax and enjoy a picnic.
But with your local community.
Obviously.
It's on the Plough Green outside the Plough Inn in Wolvercote. And there's going to be some classic small local festival features, which you may or may not have seen this summer, such as the Bike Smoothie Maker.
Amazing.
Everyone's favourite. Morris Dancing.
Also great.
And a tug of war.
I like a tug of war,
a big
mate.
Tug of war.
It's one of the few sports that I can excel at just by being fat.
And also this year, you can bring donations for the local food bank. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of looking out of the community as well. It's from 12 till 6 on Sunday. Like I said, really quite simple, but a very nice, I think, end to the summer holidays.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that. Now you're going to bring me down. Of course, if you don't want simple, wholesome Wolvercote Village green food, and I can understand why you wouldn't, this Sunday you could instead head to Botley Park. No, I'm only kidding. I love you, Wolvercote. In Botley Park, there is going to be the Oxford Thai Food and Culture Festival. From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m, the local Thai community are going to be demonstrating Thai dancing, Thai music, and the martial art of Muay Thai, which is also known as octopus boxing, which sounds
cool.
Quite fun. Yeah, so called apparently because Thai boxers use all 8 fists, both hands, both feet, the elbows, and the knees. So it is quite a brutal, quite a full contact sport.
Gosh.
Yeah, but it's very impressive to watch. There's also going to be lots of delicious Thai food to buy, handicrafts, and massages on offer. So it's just £3 for adults to get into the festival, and kids go free.
That is pretty good deal.
Yeah.
That amount of Thai delicacies.
Yeah, that amount of Thai.
From dance to massage to food.
Yeah, I think the food you might have
food,
to pay extra.
I guess,
see.
Yeah. Yeah. So the smells. The smells.
Yeah, get fat on smells is the best way.
Well, moving on to next week now. On Monday, a new exhibition is opening at the Art Jericho Gallery. And it's running for a week until Sunday the 8th of September. It's going to be exhibiting 8 artists from the Magdalen Road Studios. They're having a special off-site week-long exhibition. The Magdalen Road Studios on Magdalen Road.
Thanks for clarifying that one. I was a bit confused.
There is Magdalen Street, though, to be fair. It could be confusing. Magdalen Road Studios houses over 20 local artists and makers. And so there's 8 of them who are going to be now in
released.
Jericho, released, showing their wares. And they've got a whole mix of art forms and mediums, from ceramics to photography. They do abstract, there's figurative art, very small and very large things. It's just a whole range.
Do you think there might be a selection of their art to buy as well? Possibly.
Possibly, possibly. Mm. I'm not entirely sure. But I think most artists probably would like to sell their art rather than
just show you and say,
it's mine.
Exactly. I sleep upon
mine.
It.
The exhibition is open from 12 till 6 at Art Jericho. And so go and see what people are making in East Oxford, but go and see them in North Oxford.
Amazing. Okay. If you fancy seeing something else on next week, on Monday I have the Three Musketeers at the Oxford Playhouse. But this isn't your old school boring Three Musketeers. This is the world famous mixed barbershop quartet Barbershopera, who are promising to bend and mangle Alexandre Dumas' classic into a musical comedy. Go on, say the name of the
Dumas.
Man. Dumas, thank you, yes.
Alexandre Dumas.
Sorry, yeah, obviously he couldn't be called Alexander, which is the English version of Alexandre.
No, Alvin, no.
Anyway, this is a comedy about young Nicole d'Artagnan, who dresses as a man to join the King's Musketeers, and she and her new friends must battle deadly corruption, femme fatales, and cultural confusion.
There's only 4 of them, though. There's three guys and a girl doing this whole thing.
Absolutely. They all play multiple parts. They all sing multiple songs. They
must have a huge range as well in their voices to be able to kind of play different characters and sing it.
Hopefully they sing in harmony with themselves. Yeah. The company promised Blackadder meets Gilbert and Sullivan, which is ambitious.
Good combo.
Yeah.
Good combo.
But obviously enticing. So that's on Monday only, 7:30 at the Oxford Playhouse.
Ooh, one night only.
Exactly.
Ah, the pressure, the choice. I've got something for Tuesday night now. I'm sending us back up to Wolvercote, where there is going to be a lecture on glowworms.
Everyone loves a glowworm.
The Ashmolean Natural History Society, which is the oldest of its kind in England, of course.
Of course.
Naturally. They are hosting a lecture on glowworms, and you can find out how they hunt, how they defend themselves, how and why they produce their distinctive rear light, why they don't make that noise beep, beep, beep when they move backwards with their light. They're missing a trick.
Have you been working on this joke for a while?
I made that one up on the spot.
Crucial part of your stand-up routine?
The talk's been given by John Tyler, who is an experienced zoologist and conservationist who has specifically studied and written about glowworms, and he's got a book which I'm sure will be on sale. And I know that Alwyn is quite a history fan, so I've got a quote from Winston Churchill to round off my feature on glowworms.
Well, if Winston Churchill liked glowworms, then...
Well, not only. Winston Churchill once said, "We are all worms, but I believe that I am a glowworm." Which I think is a bit conceited. I think we're all glowworms, really. Everybody listening to this is a beautiful glowworm.
Yes, absolutely. And except some of us are... What eat glowworms? Well, you could find out at the talk.
Find out, 7:45, Tuesday. It's £2 to get in, or free if you're a member, and it's at the old schoolroom in Wolvercote.
Fantastic. Well, to round us out, I've got something else to go on Tuesday night, so you should go and see my thing and not Anais's, listeners. It is the Oxford Improvisers, who are presenting a show. It's called... They're by a band called Exquisite Corpse, who are performing on Tuesday night in the old fire station. Now, they promise to, and I quote, you see, I have quotes too, weave a sonic presence, exploring and encountering the raw, tactile, coloristic aspect of sound as physical brute fact. Now, if that doesn't sell you by itself, the band is named after a party game invented by surrealist artists, as all the best party games obviously are.
My favourite party game.
Where each person would draw a different bizarre body part, and then they would be combined to create an exquisite corpse. There we go. I can see you cracking it out at the next party. Forget Articulate, forget Bananagrams. This is the way to go. So this group are working with Artists Collective Oxford Improvisers, and the theme is that they use improvisation to kind of get rid of kind of boring old music from a score. Instead, they're each going to do their own little thing. They're going to work with the audience.
They're going to be jamming.
Exactly.
Say it as it is.
This is maybe a fancy way of the jam session. Yes, but they claim that they're going to emphasise things like the nature of the instrument. And like the really kind of incredible, indescribable bond between an audience and a performer. So if this sounds up your street, exactly, yeah. If this sounds up your street, then I would head along to the old fire station Tuesday at 7:30.
That's all we've got time for this week, listeners.
If you have liked the sound of any of the shows that we've mentioned, you can see details about all of them and many, many more at dailyinfo.co.uk.
You can also find somewhere to live, or you can find yourself a job. You can also maybe decide if you want to learn a language or take up knitting. We tell you where, when, and how you can do those.
Basically, if you live in Oxford, we have something for you.
Thank you for listening.